Craig, we want to do dreams, but we have to hold. We have to put a pause on the dreams. We have Doug from Hot Dogs in the studio. We have Bill from Pete's Pizza. They've united. They've combined forces to help raise money for Pilot Light. Hey, Doug.
I just feel bad I interrupted Dreamweaver.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you please keep playing Dreamweaver? Can you cue that up again? He's on the phone.
I can tell stories about Dreamweaver.
What kind of stories do you have?
74.
Okay.
No, that's it. That's all I got.
That's all you have?
Yeah.
All right, then. Do you have any good dreams? Because Jill will weave with you.
I do remember, though, with the little ball radio and the bone radio that wrapped around your neck. Yes, I'm 100 years old.
No, you're not.
Flipping the dial with my friend Don Ross, trying to find Dreamweaver, like, for hours one night in Wonder Lake, Illinois in 1974.
I want to hug little
that's
Doug.
Sad. Oh, I want to hug him.
Sad yet? Yeah, sad.
There it is.
It's sweet.
Gary Wright.
What's his other hit? Fancy Pants? No, it was not. Love is Alive, my friend.
Oh, a two-hit wonder.
That's right.
I don't know
which is actually one hit more than me, so that's not bad.
It's all the hits.
Yeah.
I got zero hits. Well, it's not fair. Both of you have hits. Peace Pizza, whenever I say that, people are like, I have to come in. And then you put on top of that, you say, Doug's coming in from Hot Dogs. I was a little worried we'd have lines around the building.
I'm a little disappointed. But it's all right. It's late.
They're in traffic. They're trying to get away from UIC.
You fair enough.
Good night. Yes. Yeah. It's a good night to be here. We're a little amped. Craig and I were actually in the mix at UIC. Yes.
So it would be wrong to invite everyone down for pizza at this point.
Well, I don't know if they're going to get any.
I don't know.
Hot Dogs Pizza.
They can sit. If they come out and they're like this out in front of the window, like a dog panting. Yes.
Throw them a little slice. That's
I would
nice.
Definitely toss
All right,
them.
Fair yeah. enough. Mm-hmm. You've been warned.
So tell us, Bill, about how you've combined forces with various incredible restaurants, with iconic restaurants around the city for these fundraisers.
Okay. So this benefit started a couple years ago. Just an idea I had, and I contacted my friends at Honey Butter Fried Chicken.
Yes.
Josh Kolb and Christine Sikowski, and Josh was on with you a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how about we put your great fried chicken on a pizza? And they were like, absolutely, let's do this, and let's make this a benefit. And I said, who should be the benefactor? And they said, Pilot Light. Pilot Light is an organization that was started by Matthias Merges, Jason Hamill, and Paul Kahn of Blackbird and all those wonderful restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gave 10% of the sales to them. And then the following year, we started again in January with Honey Butter Fried Chicken, the next month with Steph Izard, my friend, and then Steph's
And she's
publicist,
from The Girl and the Goat,
Girl
right?
and the Goat,
mm-hmm.
and all those wonderful Boca restaurants.
Right.
And I was speaking to her publicist, Katie DeNarby, and Darnaby, and Katie said, let's round this out with a third. And Katie suggested Doug, and Doug had just retired from his business.
Well, we would like to think that we've seen some of the wonderful ways in which Doug is popping up, whether it's at Wrigley, and now there's hot dogs even at the spring training, which we're excited by.
That's true.
Yeah. Yes. And where else are you popping up?
That's all I got. That's enough, don't you think?
I don't know. But when everyone gets excited, like, everything stops when we find out. And again, people are like, Peace Pizza and Hot Dogs, you can see that, like, people started coming in. They're like, oh, we have to be in the studio for that night.
It's a wonderful marriage.
Look at this. These people don't even know why they're excited to be outside the studio.
It's really just free pizza. Let's be honest.
No.
It's a little bit of that.
Doug started selling his food in Wrigley, and there was a game we saw when we were up at one of those top deck kind of things across the.
I was trying to figure out, trying to get
someone to throw me a hot dog or something
because it was in the bleachers.
It's only in the bleachers, which is sort of fitting with the restaurant. It's really kind of out of the way, a pain in the ass to get to, and really bad hours. So it kind of works out.
And the hostility,
and a fair amount of hostility.
I remember the first time I stood in line. God, it was the first time I ever had duck fries, and I mean, just
not
a
so
little
bad, huh? Yeah.
And I was standing there, and I was panicked because I couldn't quite see the board, and there was so many choices, and you had like venison dogs and all these different. I think there was a Jennifer Garner dog at the time.
It's true.
And so I'm afraid to ask
what that is.
But. Well, I kind of
don't
have a girl
be afraid.
Crush. Well, I have a girl crush on Jennifer, right? So I was
oddly
like,
enough, I well a boy crush, I guess.
Yeah,
on Jennifer.
I wanted a parachute out of planes and wearing high heels and looking fantastic in different accents.
Exactly.
And all those things.
Exactly. Someone asked me, we were watching Alias, and someone, do you know what's going on? I was like, yes, Jennifer Garner is running around in lingerie, and things are blowing up.
What about Rimbaud? We don't know. We don't understand.
I don't care.
We don't understand.
Couldn't care less.
Victor Garber, fantastic.
Exactly. Thank you.
So good.
Exactly.
So Anyway, hi, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Patty. How are you?
And I was standing in line. I'm having flashbacks of my first time at Hot Dogs. And so when I saw people waiting in line, like that long line around the building when, you know, you had announced that you were going to be closing.
It's true.
I was thinking, even if I'd been in line for hours, I still would panic as I like got through the door and see Doug, like, you know, very efficiently
drunk.
efficiently making sure that people put their orders in and knew what they wanted. And if you don't know, get out of the way. And
a little bit. Time is money. Let's go. Let's get cracking. You had 4.5 hours. Pick something.
He kicked me out.
And, well, deservedly so. Well, you weren't wearing pants.
Yeah, well, that's distracting. Yeah, I mean, like, how is anyone going to make their order?
Thank you.
And really,
definitely not that dog.
You know what's embarrassing is I was wearing no pants and I wanted a sausage.
Yeah, yes. There it comes.
It's
nice.
All on everyone's brain.
Exactly.
And my first time at Peace, I've been there a couple times, but like my first time I met you and we really had a conversation because we had met over the phone and you had delivered some wonderful pizza. I was actually there for a taping for Eddie Volkman, who had done a podcast there. And man, you brought out a pizza that was the size of the table. I don't even know how we're supposed to tag this thing. Yep. So festive. Such a great location. Really enjoy that.
It's a delicious pizza.
Yeah.
Modeled after pizza I grew up eating in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, so it's East Coast pizza? Anyway, Doug, we're...
Nice.
Let's go ahead and
focus. Do you see what she did there?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go ahead and focus in just a second on how wonderful the East Coast pizza is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome. Whatever.
How do you cut... What kind of slices do you make?
He makes pie slices.
I saw a square piece come out.
It's the only way to eat a pizza.
Pie slices.
Hold in your hand.
I'm sorry, your mic's on. I'm sorry, I can't hold. Your mic's off.
Thank you.
No, seriously, your mic's off. I'm just kidding.
Hold it and fold it.
Yeah, they're folding. I just discovered that for the first time on an episode of King of Queens. I said to my husband, why is Doug Heffernan constantly folding his piece of pizza? He said it's an East Coast thing.
Didn't even know they were still making that show.
That's how all pizza reruns. Should be all enjoyed.
Oh. It's on like 30 times a day.
Fair
and
enough.
Yes.
That's all I do.
You know, I still haven't seen the finale of that show.
That's right.
This is a little thing about there are about 6 or 7 series that have ended and I've never watched the finale because I just can't let go of them. There's a bunch of Burn Notice, Psych, King of Queens is one. And that's not so much I couldn't let go of it. I'm like, I don't really even want to know. I think that, you know.
It ends in
they
King
live
of Queens
in their
style.
Own, yeah.
It's very good. It's very
fine.
Good.
Don't they all end? It was all a dream? Like every show?
No, that was Dallas.
So.
Right.
And also,
I don't know.
Newhart really crushed that. There's nobody else can do it as well as Newhart. Although, yes, when Bobby comes out of the shower in Dallas.
Ah, see? Didn't know, there was another show.
But was JR still
the hospital show.
Which
was a dream, was like the kid looking at the little snow globe.
Oh, St. Elsewhere.
Yeah, thank see?
Because he has autism.
Exactly.
Interesting. Hi. Yeah. See, they're taking video of you being in studio. Look at how excited these people are. They have no idea who we are.
They're waiting for pizza. Yeah.
They need to get a life.
They really
are. Oh, it's a little joke out there. No, hi,
hello. Aw, it's adorable. They have no idea.
Fortunately, it's not snowing.
They're wasted.
It's probably. It's like it's that time of year.
It's very late.
Please enjoy. So we have this. So Pilot, let's talk a little bit about Pilot Light, which is a program that goes into schools and talks about nutrition and, you know, and also encourages kids to take control over how they take, you know, feed themselves.
Exactly. And these great chefs go in there and they teach the kids all about food.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, did you go in there? I did.
I taught a class about the history of Chicago and the ethnic food in Chicago. And then we made, I'm trying to remember... I remember I had to cook an egg, and I was very nervous in front of Paul
Kahn. Don't break the yolk. Don't break the yolk.
He brought me one egg, and I was like, really? I don't even get a backup? He's like, can you do this? I was like, I'll take a shot.
No,
but
no
it
shells.
Turned out okay.
No shells.
No shells.
What kind of egg were you?
I think it was to make... I think
over
I was.
Easy?
Oh, no. I was making spetzel.
How do you make spetzel?
Yeah, apparently with an egg. I don't know. Paul told me do this, and I said yes,
isn't
chef.
Spetzel like a noodle type thing?
It is.
All right.
But there was
because
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because it was you know the German influence in Chicago and the Eastern European influence, and it was fun. It was fun hanging out with a bunch of third graders, and they ask great questions. You sort of forget, you know. I've done a lot of presentations and so forth in front of adults, and they're fine. But then you get third, and then questions come. Totally out of left field.
Well, because the great thing about third graders, about 9 or 10 years old, is that they have opinions, they have questions, but they don't have an attitude yet.
Not yet.
That's it.
That's fifth grade.
Yeah.
Precisely. And where their mind goes from like A to B is like totally different avenue than everyone else.
And by the way, can I ask why Dave Love is not on a microphone? Why is
Dave? Do you want to be mic'd up?
No.
This is my buddy. We go back 30 years.
He's just
remarkable because I'm only 40.
Yeah, so you put him on. Over. It's going to be like 6 hours about ultimate frisbee.
He doesn't
frisbee.
Know why he's getting it.
Dave is from Maryland here.
Uh-huh.
And we
so
go
speak
way
slowly.
Back. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's your microphone.
A good buddy from Connecticut.
Hey, Dave, how are you doing? Oh, let me give you a mic. There you go. You doing pretty good?
Yeah, nice.
Dave, can you tell them how wonderful that pizza is in New Haven?
Mm-hmm. New Haven is a place called Little Italy. Mm-hmm. Pepe's and Sal's makes the best pizza that I ever tasted.
Okay.
So
I found better than yours, apparently.
No. No, not to say
I would bow. We bow to them. Let me tell you.
I'm just saying.
It's the best.
I met Billy 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen him in 30 years.
Aww.
So I was with all my friends out here to go to Billy's Pizza.
Yeah.
To have pizza. And then one day they said, you need to go out there. And I said, you know what? I do. I need to go out there.
There you go.
And I'm here today.
Go to the source.
I'm here today and I tasted the pizza. Mm-hmm. It is just as good, aww, if not better than.
Uh-oh. Look out.
The pizza in Little Italy in New Haven, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dave Love.
And for those who have not had the opportunity and the pleasure to visit Peace Pizza, where do they find you?
1927 West North Avenue. And you could go to our website at peacechicago.com.
Excellent. And Hot Dog, how do we find you these days besides Wrigley and the bleachers?
Mostly just walking around the city with like four trench coats and a tattered copy of my book. Going, I'm Hot Dog, you son of a bitch.
Piece of cardboard.
I had a place.
Yeah,
pretty much. What's your book?
Hot Dog's the book.
And where do we find that besides your trench coat?
Under his trench coat.
Find exactly under.
What's in that pocket? Not that pocket, the other pocket.
Just happy to see you.
Mm-hmm.
On fine bookstores all over the Chicagoland and your Amazon.com.
All right. Go for it.
Please, it's my only source of income. So if you could buy two.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have shut down like that.
Yeah, I know.
A little preemptive.
Trust me, I didn't really think it through.
Everybody else did. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. It's very festive in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining us is our favorite, just our dream weaver, Jill Erchuk. She's looking around. Who's her favorite?
Please don't be me because I have a mouthful here.
I've had those moments.
On the radio?
Patty! I don't know. Yes, Craig?
That's impressive.
Could you just mark it? Go ahead.
I will mark it.
You sent it yourself to Nick DiGilio, because if that doesn't count as a twofer.
Yeah, I mean, had your mouthful yesterday.
I did have my mouthful yesterday, and that's always a good moment. Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer, joins us in studio, and he is also enjoying. Do you have a mouthful as well?
I swallowed.
Okay.
Happy Friday.
I didn't know what kind of dreams I was coming into here, Patty.
Yes, Doug, this is the kind of show I have.
We didn't realize what kind of show we were walking into.
It just turned into the Robin Bird show, like in an instant.
Look, we got Hot Dogs. You got some Peace Pizza with Bill. Things are bound to get a little, cheerful
this
and excited and a little titillating.
Plus, we also had like 19 drinks before we came in. This is what happens when you have a scene at 11:30. I've been in bed for like 3 hours at this point.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We have a couch out there if you want to take a nap during the show.
Don't tempt me.
We have a game coming up called What's in the Box, and you're welcome to play with us.
Someone told me that in Times Square one day. $1,500 later, still didn't know.
Similar game.
I'm in.
All right.
I will say, you've got the pipes for it.
Oh.
I know.
You
definitely. I really kind of need to hear Bill and Doug read some of the reviews for What's in the Box. Jill, we need to have this happen.
This is not going to go well.
Yeah. I'll keep them here.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I think so. So we are enjoying The Jerk. And I don't mean my boyfriend from college.
Nice. I see what you did there.
Let's call him Tom, because that was what, Craig?
Was that his name?
Oh, this show runs like clockwork, baby. You Allie, and he oops it right in.
Yeah,
I was doing something else, and I wasn't expecting to throw.
I know. I shouldn't have done that.
Setting up
that
some audio.
No, Daniel's his name, also his last name. Mm-hmm. Are we getting any more angry texters?
We have been getting texts nonstop since we started the show.
Really?
So yeah, that's fine.
I want to hear come on.
People are really happy Jill's here.
I like how he doesn't read them. And
everybody's so happy.
And they're mad at us about the Trump stuff?
That's very sweet.
Oh, you guys are all so cute. Aw, Jill.
Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. Go back. People are mad at us about the Trump stuff.
They're not.
Have they not heard this show before?
They're not all mad. Some are really happy and proud of us, and then others are really mad. So
tell me the mad stuff. Tell me the mad stuff. Come on, bring it. Let's go.
It's so bad to pick just those ones, though.
All
I told
right,
you,
fine.
There's, you know, it's fine.
All right, fine.
773. Stop texting.
So it's safe to say, Patty.
Yes.
You got
a little bit of both.
Well, this doesn't look good. If anybody can see it on what I'm doing over here, you got both.
That's apparently you're giving physical therapy to an elephant. It's all good.
No, that would be this. No, that doesn't look
here, no,
good
wait,
either.
Here, wait, this one.
And this is radio, so nobody can see
we'll
that.
We'll do this one. This one's kind of on topic.
Craig's hand is
from
up.
From the 312, would hot dog serve Trump a dog, and what would he call it, and how big would it be?
There you go. Well, this is the Wiener Circle thing.
I was just going to say, can I give a little shout out to our friends at the
of
Wiener
course.
Circle? They have a little bit going. It's pretty funny.
It is.
The foot-long Donald Trump, 3 inches.
Yes, 3 inches. You can get a super pack for $12.95.
Oh, that's something. Yeah, there you go.
I'm just saying. You get four of them, plus a drink and fries.
Nice.
What is a guy like Hot Doug? People call you Hot Doug?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And no.
What should we call you?
Oh, trust me. No. When a handsome young woman says, are you Hot Doug? It's like, how bad can that be?
It's not bad at all.
No, this is what I'm saying.
So when you walk into a place like the Wiener Circle,
yes.
What is that like for you? It's
a little odd.
Well, for me going to a comedy club, right?
Sure.
I have a tough time. Like I'll come in. And I also don't want to copy anybody either.
Right.
I want to have my own. The same thing with going into a pizza joint, right? You don't want to taste something and go, oh, I wish I'd done that or this kind of stuff. I mean,
no,
you want
to
be alone. You can't relax.
You have to be rich. Exactly.
It's a tough thing because you are somewhat critical because mm-hmm. you've done this before. But at the same time, you know how hard it is
yes.
to do and how hard these guys are working mm-hmm. doing that.
Right.
Yeah. So it's, you know. It's a conundrum.
It is a bit of a conundrum. Well, because your spot, the
yes.
Hot Dogs over there by, kind of by Lane Tech.
Yep.
Was where it used to be.
In the heart of Avondale.
Yes. And
Avondale, for those who are, you know, sort of that way.
The elegant way of pronouncing
exactly.
it. It was a performance. It was part Ooh. Performance and part, there was
All
a
right,
system to
enough.
It.
Yes,
well,
there
I
was
worked,
that.
I worked at a that. Place called Hollywood Hot Dog that became Brandy's over in Norwood Park. And we used
okay.
to, it was a, on Friday nights we had to dress in poodle skirts and it was like a 1950s sock hop kind
so,
of place.
Honestly,
That's
so did
adorable.
We. But we weren't open. I just happened to do that for no apparent
reason.
No,
you just do that every night.
Exactly. You know, it's Friday
every
night.
Friday?
I had some time on my hands. What the hell?
Do they make saddle shoes in your size?
He does his own sock hop.
I apologize.
That's all right.
His own sock hop. But it's on grease.
But we had we like to have flair.
It's gotten
and you
warm
had,
in here.
It got a little bit.
A little bit.
Fan yourself. But there was flair. There was flair to
exactly.
the way you did your job and ran your business.
Thank you.
And there's flair to peace too as well. I mean, there's an excitement about going into a place like that,
Absolutely.
Especially with a microbrewery.
Yeah,
so exciting.
Great beers that have won 25 awards since 2002 at the World Beer Cup, Great American Beer Festival, and of course, Rick Nielsen and Dave Grohl and all these great people that always come in.
Yeah.
And Hot Dog, of course.
Sure.
Tops them all.
Sure. He's like, tops them
Is there a cardboard cutout of Rick Nielsen at Peace?
Exactly.
I don't think there is.
We have a cardboard cutout of Hot Dog.
Thank you.
At Peace right
yeah.
now.
How about nice. That?
We just got it, and it's beautiful.
Oh, very
In
nice.
Fact, you know,
Has
I got to tell
vandalized
you something.
Can we
make fun of size?
It's a lot taller than Hot Dog is.
That's not saying a whole lot,
do
by the way.
Do people stop by and take pictures with him?
Yeah.
You can take pictures of him. You can put your arm around him.
Oh.
You can do all
Doug
sorts
to,
of crazy
I
things.
Get a buck a photo? Awesome. I'm never going back to work.
See? Exactly. He doesn't have to go to work. This is how he's going to make some money.
Doug wants you to take down the not anatomically correct sign. It's not okay. It's just sad. Let's make sure everyone knows because I'm keeping you for what's in the box. Are you staying up past midnight? Yes? All right. More for this. We'll find out during the break. Yeah, decide.